Wow, this goes back to 1989. Are you kidding me? The theme to the original Batman movie that was released.
Yeah, 33 years ago this summer, right?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Tim Burton.
What a great remembrance of the campy Batman TV series that became a franchise of its own right.
Yeah, it did.
Well, it is the basis for a very funny oops from the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Uh-oh.
Who's had to reassure the public that the Joker is not loose in Missouri. Apparently they're doing a test. As the official statement from the Missouri Highway State Patrol says, the patrol regularly tests the blue alert system. It's a system designed like a lot of communities have. Like if there's something serious going on, we'll send out a text so you know what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were doing a test. Well, apparently it was an oops because the test went out to the public. But the test was warning the citizens of Gotham City to be on the lookout for a purple and green 1978 Dodge GT with a license plate UKIDME. You kid me. The description of the car that the Joker drove in the Batman movie.
Oh, no.
And here it is. There's your official text message that went out there.
Oh, boy.
And they quickly backtrack and say, oops.
Nice.
Everything's fine. There is no Joker loose in Missouri City from Gotham City. That's hilarious. That's fun. I mean, because it looks so official.
It does.
And to use the official description from the vehicle in the movie. So.
Nice.
But
that's good.
Having said that, with all the people that went, whoa, they know the test works.
Right.
The public was aware. And dare I say, I hope this is not the case, that the public, when a real serious alert goes out, will pay just as much attention as they did to the mistake that went out.
Oh, this probably caught their attention more than something serious.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
You know. If you're thinking the Joker's on the loose, yeah, I mean, that would be kind of frightening.
You know. Well, it can be. When those things accidentally get out by mistake, it can be unsettling. There was one years ago, something happened where Hawaii or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Some alert was put out.
Was that the tsunami
attack.
Warning?
That was the attack.
Yeah. This was a few years ago. Yeah, I remember that.
That got put out by mistake. They put up the wrong message.
Well, I don't think the Gotham City mistake over that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
A couple of other things here is, you know, we try and do our best to, with all the seriousness of the news and information that we have. We like to have the entertainment. Hopefully this is adding some entertainment value to your day today. A follow-up from yesterday. Remember we were talking at this time about the snowplow names.
Oh, yes.
One of the comments we made, because there's like 330 snowplow names now in the state of Michigan from MDOT, and we were having fun because we believe we were responsible on the Morning Team Show for one of the names because we submitted Herbert H. Plow for this region, thinking that the Dow name is all over the region, and Herbert H. Plow is actually a plow name. And we went through several others, and we said, wouldn't it be nice? I mean, some of these were clever, but wouldn't it be nice if we could have some more Michigan-based names? And Jim actually read through the entire list better than I did and said, you know, there are some other names that you guys didn't mention that are Michigan-based, and he gave me some examples, and I missed this one. This is obvious. Gordy Plow.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
perfect. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that
works. I mean, that's just perfect.
If it's the same Jimmy, also like the one that you used to conclude our talk yesterday about Iserman.
Oh, Steve Iserman. Yeah, that was a great one. Apparently, also, there's a plow name, Barry Salt and Sanders. I like that. This one, for the state of Michigan, at least the Lower Peninsula anyway, the Mitten Mussel.
Oh.
Okay, see, it's got a Snow Rapids instead of Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that works. But at least it's a tie into the state. I missed this one, too. Detroit Snow Wings. Okay.
Yeah.
And I like this one, with a harken down to Battle Creek, Frosted Flake.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
So, yeah. Well, thank you, Jim, for letting. Oh, so, yeah, here's another one, Frostbitten Mitten. Okay, I'll take that one.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, and hearken to some of the singers, because, well, as much as we had Alice Scooper, which we thought was clever, but there were some other ones that were national-based, but here's one, Snowy Robinson.
Smokey Robinson, that's a great one.
Yeah.
And Jim came up with his own suggestions. He thought perhaps for Saginaw, Sleety Wonder.
Oh, yeah, there
okay.
you go.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. Wish we could have submitted those.
Yeah.
For Bay City, Snow Donna.
Yeah, okay. Right.
And for the state of Michigan, he suggests Bob Sleetker.
Hey, that's a good list.
That's clever.
Hey, can we hire that guy for a morning show writer?
Oh, no doubt, man. Do a lot better than we do here. So there you go. Snowplow names from follow-up from yesterday. And a little bit more of a Michigan-based theme that we have a suggestion on. All right, so the last thing we got to take care of here, and this apparently came out yesterday, and I missed this, and I don't know how I missed this, because goodness knows, when it comes to wanting to make sure that we are all as handsome as possible, this just might be the next beauty treatment that we can have.
My baloney has the first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R.
You all remember the old Oscar Mayer
sure,
song,
of course, yeah.
Where the kid says he likes to eat it every day?
Mm-hmm.
No. Love this song. Oscar Mayer has announced from yesterday they have now a way with B-E-A-U-T-Y. Oscar Mayer announced yesterday it's partnered up with a South Korean beauty company creating a bologna face mask.
Oh, no.
Yes.
A bologna face mask.
How is it good for your face?
Well, now, it's called the bologna face mask, but it is not actually meat. It is a mask made with ingredients including witch hazel, collagens, and seaweed-derived materials to offer a hydrating, restoring, promoting skin elasticity, moisture retention, and anti-inflammatory benefits for the skin. It is a bologna-colored light pink face mask that Oscar Mayer says was inspired by those who used to playfully make masks out of their bologna as kids, cutting out eyes and mouth holes and nose holes.
I don't remember ever doing that.
No. That's what they say it was inspired by.
Huh.
No, well, truth be told, I'm not a bologna fan in the first place. I'm sorry. Now, you give me a salami face mask, I might put one of those on. I'm a salami guy.
I haven't had any bologna since I was in third grade. I lived on it from, I think, my kindergarten to second grade years, every day like that kid. And that was it. I had my fill, never touch it again.
Well, there's the official label right there. It actually comes, looks like the Oscar Mayer bologna.
Be darned.
It's a face mask. And there is a YouTube video if you want to know how to use it. I wonder if I can make this work here.
Well, seems like it's something maybe we could get Dave to try. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Dave, see,
now
you can try that out.
She has the real meat there.
Well, you say I need it?
Why not? I'm just volunteering you. That's
all. I see.
So we have all that posted, of course, on our morning team page here at WSGW.com.
Well, actually, I kind of like bologna. Yeah, especially when you have it ground up with pickles and, you know, a little mayo in it.
You see, you're eating. You're supposed to wear this guy.
Yeah, supposed to wear that.
Masks retail for $4.99 each, exclusively through Amazon.com. Sorry to say, though, the first initial supplies sold out.
Really?
Right?
The packaging comes with the capitalized marking, "Do not eat bologna mask." Because you know somebody's going to.
Oh, sure.
You know somebody.
Yep.
And the final fun that Oscar Mayer has, they also have it captioned, you can't spell delightful without deli.
See, now there's something you could grab and put on the table in the kitchen, Charlie.
Oh,
in the lunchroom.
There you go.
Someone would think, oh, bologna.
Oh, what a practical joke that would be.
Sure would.
Oh, I'm not sure if I'd spend $4.99 for the joke, though.
Yeah, don't.
It's not a lot, but I'm pretty cheap.
But yeah, the two of you could try it out. Why not? I can't. I have a beard.
You have the beard.
I cover up all my imperfections. So
see, you have the ability to do so. I can't do that. I'd need the bologna face mask.